Hallelujah. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. One God, Amen. Today, it's one of the biggest feasts. It's the Covenant Thursday, the day that our Lord Jesus Christ instituted in His church, or based on His body and blood, His new the church, actually. Today, we will continue the series of I Am. And because we are celebrating the holy body and blood, we're talking about I am the bread of life. And actually, the three words, all of them, I'm sure we know, understand what the meaning of I am, which is ego emi. It's talking about the essence, the nature of the divinity, the ego emi, that our Lord Jesus Christ came to reveal for us, the Father, and Himself as the Logos and the Holy Spirit to reveal the Trinity for us. And today He's talking about Himself, the Logos. I am the bread of life. The question is, why God talking about Himself as a bread? We used to have the other gods and idols, like they give them eat food to eat. Like, but now today our God is telling us, I am the bread. And actually, there is a mysterious between the relationship between food and love and the relationship. And we know everyone seen a baby just came to the world, a new baby. He started to cry, asking for food. And once the mother gave him food, he started a love relationship with the mother. He starts based on she is the source of his food. She is feeding him. And this is the love relationship. It's something. It's mysterious, and then she will be, and even the church. When we come to the church, when born again from high, from the baptism, our mother at church also at the same day, on the same day, bring us to eat from the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. So He's to tell us, this is your food in the church. This is our food, the Eucharist. So the our mother church, but however it's coming, the origin of this starts from the beginning. When God created Adam, He created with a system that needs food to live. A hungry creature, he needs food to live. Because when he needs food, when he start to feel hungry, he will go to God and God will feed him. When he will get fit and filled, he will start to thank and praise God, be blessed and bless the whole universe. That's why the church father is still talking about Adam, and he said, the man of the paradise was a Eucharistic man. Can insan evcharisti. He eats from the hand of God, he praise God and thank him. That's what we're doing, evcharisti. That means I accepted the grace. I accept your grace and thank you for it. And this circle of eating, thanking, praising, and being, and have the joy and bless the earth through me. This circle that Satan starts with envy, he wants to break this circle of the Eucharistic relationship. From the beginning, God talked to Adam about two kinds of food he can eat. All the trees of the garden, he can eat from it for his daily life. And there is one tree in the midst of the garden.
Yes, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. And
okay. Is Debbie around? She texted me.
In
the midst of the garden. This tree, he will obviously come and eat from the tree, but not now. He will eat from the tree when he will grow up with God. However, he warned him from another tree called the tree of the evil. It's not about food. It's not about the kind of food. It's a kind of the relationship with the person from whom I will eat. From whom I will, by own will, I will stretch my hand and take and eat. Either to continue the Eucharistic relationship and eat from God, or I go to Satan and eat from his hand. And as we know, unfortunately, the first man Adam and Eve, they choose to eat from the devil. What did you eat, Adam and Eve? The liturgy is talking to us about death entered into the world. What happened is after this kind of breaking the Eucharistic relationship, death came to our nature, intertwined to everything in our nature, body, soul, and spirit. We'd been like dead, and we'd been exiled from the paradise as we pray in the reconciliation, not today. However, our Lord Jesus, God at this time, he said that you cannot eat from the tree of life for now. I will postpone this state, the thing, because I want to freeze the state of Adam and Eve at the kind of, I will restore them, then they can eat from the tree of life. If you eat from the tree of life now, you will live forever in corruption. And then God starts to prepare the whole world for the notion of restoration and giving life again. So we see some hints of that, of the salvation in the Old Testament. However, we will just take just a few examples for the sake of time. So God wants to bring his people out of Egypt in service. So what did he do? Telling them, now we will do a Passover lamb. This lamb will save you. That's the relationship. You will eat from this lamb. So now again, it's a kind of the mystery of food. You will partake from the food, and the blood will save your life. So now there is a mystery now. Again, there is a blood and there is a food. There is food to be filled, to be joy, and the blood will save me. And then in the wilderness, it's even more beautiful. They start to feel like hungry. So God told them, Moses told Moses that, tell them that, in the evening, I will give you meat to eat. However, in the morning, you will see the glory of God. And the bread you will eat in the morning, you will be filled with it. It's not only eat. So the eat of the meat, which representing in the evening the sacrifice of the Old Testament, it's a bloody sacrifice. It will end with the sacrifice of the true Lamb of God on the cross. This painful sacrifice and the bloody sacrifice, it will be in the evening, and you will not be filled with it. مش تشبعوا منها. You will just eat for now. The one will be filled, the one will fill your stomach, the one will make you really feel satisfied is the bread of life, the bread of coming from up. And God mentioned that it will come from up. You will not just come and see it, it will come from up. And this is the glory of God. That's why when they see the manna, they said, who is this? Man huwa. عشان كده يسموه manna. Man huwa, not what is this? Who is this? And that's the same question that they were asking our Lord Jesus Christ, about our Lord Jesus Christ in the Sunday, last Sunday. So we have now, again, two mentions of salvation, food, blood. Again, this all mysterious way. And in the New Testament, for a second time, it's the Old Testament is filled of these sacrifices and the symbols of the our Lord Jesus Christ. But in the New Testament, it's beautiful. Now we have the Lord, the incarnate Logos, came to us to reveal all this mystery. The very first action he did, the very first action after baptism, he went to the wilderness to correct what Adam have did in the first temptation when Satan told him, now I will offer you what I offered to the first Adam. Take, eat from my hand. And the Lord said, I will not take from your hand. I will not eat from your hand. This bread will not make me alive, but the bread from every word coming from the Lord. And now coming to the John 6, where the Lord Jesus Christ mentioned, I am the bread of life. We know John 6, it's a very big, like very long chapter, and it's very central and one of the core chapter in the whole Bible. So I think it deserves today to go and read it all. It's beautiful. It starts with the feeding the multitude. We know that God took the five loaf and two fish, and he fed the multitude. He gave bread. He gave bread. And then people came again. Can you give me bread? He refused to give bread because he was not here to be a bread giver, but to be the bread himself. So he said no. And they start to reveal about what all the symbols was about. Why I created you hungry? Because I am, he told them. And the revelation, because it's one of the most important revelation in the Old Testament, he revealed it in gradually. بدأ كده يتكلم مش مرة واحدة. The first thing is like, ego emi, the bread of life. I am the bread of life. So do you know, like the Jews who heard this, do you know what do you mean? What do you mean? We will eat God. We will eat the nature of God. He didn't talk about anything. I am the bread of life. They understand and they start to murmur. We know you. Who are you to talk about yourself, about God? And how can we eat? How can we eat God? So that was the first revelation. And God intended to give it in the beginning that we are talking about God himself. And then the second one, he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. Now he gave them some more information that God will come down. God came down from heaven as you have seen the glory of God coming in the wilderness from heaven. So now there is a movement of God again to start the Eucharistic relationship again. Because we couldn't do it. We are died. We are dead. We cannot do it. We cannot go to God. So he came down. So, but again, start this movement of coming down from heaven. However, he's still talking about ego emi. He's talking about the essence of God, the hypostatic nature of God. I am the ego, I am the bread coming. So he's talking about the incarnation. And what's the incarnation in this two verses? Ego emi coming from heaven to earth. The hypostatic unity between the divinity and the humanity. And the result is our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the Church of Fathers is like the metaphysis, which is the two, the divine nature and the human nature. And now is one nature of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the ego emi. Now came down to be a bread. To be a bread for us. And they start to murmur and start to leave him. Because what you're saying, it's insane. You are trying to tell us God came down and we will eat him. So the third is like, the bread I will give you is my body. Now it starts to be revealed clearly. So the food we will eat, the God we will eat as a form of bread. And they start to say, that is, at I offer it for the life of the word. So now he will give us himself when he is incarnate as a food, as a sacrifice. When he come to the human, to be man, he will be sacrificed. And when he will be sacrificed, we will eat him. Now the picture starts to be clear. That's why you created us hungry. Yes, that's why. Because at certain point, at the time of the time on the in the fullness of time, you will eat me, and that I will be the source of life to you, and not source of life to your body. That's what you're seeking in the beginning of the day. No, I will be source of your love for body, soul, and spirit. And if you listen carefully to the liturgy, we're not talking about body only. Sanctify our body, soul, and spirit. Fill our body, soul, and spirit. And now he's giving us. For Adam, if he partake from the tree of life, it will be just for evolution, if you wish. Elevation. He will be united with Christ. But now because we are sick, we are dead. That's why we are saying it's for salvation and healing, salvation and elevation. So two more function of the bread of life as God, because he has to heal us first, baptism, now restore us, give us the Holy Spirit. Now we are ready to be alive again. I am the bread of life. And at the end, the last to complete the picture, we read today, the gospel of today, while they are eating, and again, he instituted the most important sacrament, the sacraments of the sacraments. He instituted in the dinner, again, food. This is a great mystery of food. He instituted while he's eating, after they ate, while they are eating, he took bread, blessed, broke it, and gave it to the disciple. Now it's completed. And St. Paul telling us this is the night, Thursday Eve, Eve of Friday, the one night before the crucifixion. Why our Lord Jesus Christ, why didn't you wait until your body is broken tomorrow? And then you can tell us, take, eat the broken body. He said, no, I'm not waiting for that for two reasons at least. The first, that my own will, my body will be broken tomorrow. You will see it broken tomorrow. It's my own will. I will break it tonight for you. Nobody enforced me to be broken. The second, very important reason, that God stretched his hand into the time, through the time. من خلال الزمن والمكان, and he broke his body before it's broken. Because today, when we say he broke it, the same word, it's coming from 2,000 years ago. The same word, it's the same word, the transform and the change, the bread and wine to body and blood. It's the same word now we are hearing. It's not we are doing it. We are not repeating it. We just hear the same word through the time because he did it even before. And now he do it every day for us. And not, this is not even the end of the story. In the book of Revelation, he will open for us the tree of life in the midst of heaven. The same tree of life we were being prevented from taking for it. Now when we will go to heaven, we will see the tree of life. We will partake from the tree of life. And it's again for healing. It has leaves for healing and for satisfaction, for salvation. That's why, my beloved, when we talk about salvation, it's the person, our Lord Jesus Christ. It's abide in me and abide in you. And that's a deal breaker. Unless you eat me, you have no life. There is no other way. There is no, if you think of anything, anyone think, there is other way of salvation other than this. There is no. He said, unless. It's a deal breaker. Take it or leave it. When all people left him, he looked to his disciples like, you too, if you want to leave, leave. This is the condition. Unless you eat from me, you have no life in you. You eat from me. And that's why St. Paul today is telling us, examine yourself. It's inappropriate to come وكده يعني نستهين بجسد ربنا ودمه. If we still not repented, if we still live unrighteously, we repent and come. We all unworthy. There is nothing to prevent us, but repent. Because now we are approaching the mystery of mysteries. The one that was hidden from day one in the garden, now it's revealed to us. Now we partake from that. At Adam time, there was a cherub with a fiery sword to prevent anyone from coming. Now we are coming freely to partake for life. And if we don't partake it, there is no life. There is no life. If someone prevent himself from partaking of the divine mystery, he has no life. At least in the sight of God, in the eyes of God, he is dead. Even if he's breathing, even if he's walking, we're coming here to take life itself. And in the coming, in the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, we can see him because we started eternity from here. This is the food of heavenly. This is the food of heavenly. And even, of course, today we all talk about this. Like, for example, if you listen to what we will say right now after the sermon, this is the response of the of the gospel, it says that your body and your blood are for forgiveness of our sins, the new covenant that you gave to your disciples. We made worthy to eat of the tree of life. Now, this is all about the mystery of the first tree in the midst of the garden, which is the body of God and his true blood. Now we know who is the tree of life, not what is the tree of life. He himself, Christ our Lord, because blessed the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit, the perfect tree, now and all time, in all ages of ages. Amen.
Your body and your blood, the forgiveness of our sins, and the new covenant that you give to your disciples. فاستحققنا شجرة الحياة لنأكل منها الذي هو جسد الله ودمه الحقيقي. جفز مروت جفيوت لمبشير لسوى بتريا سجيك بوت وشت مستنتي أولا.
En sofia fibra famin kirieleison kirieleison gen o met me
hakikatin o مع الآب والابن الناطق والأنبياء بكنيسة واحدة مقدسة جامعة رسولنا غير معمدية واحدة المستوى الحطاء
تنغوش تيبول خايت هنتيا نستاتي سنتين يرف موت نمبيون خنتي بيون سنيو آمين هيتن نبرز بيان تيتي ثيو